The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III, and we've got lots to talk about.
Good morning.
I see you working your speed trials this morning.
Yeah, I got a lot going on, a lot going on at the same time.
Look here, you.
How are you?
You, like many of our athletes, right, are, I want to say, burdened with multiple tasks every day, but you, like most of our athletes, right, are supported by a family structure, because your friends is like family to you.
Truth.
Who support you both professionally and personally to allow you to advance your professional career and to advance your personal pursuits and desires. One of the most talented MCs and comedians in the country.
Thank you very much,
Mr.
I'm well. How are you?
I am good, good.
Lovely.
On this Dorian Day of Remembrance, it's a sad day. I know in Abaco, I think all businesses are closed today. They require this space.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Bahama, we don't forget you either. We know that you also need space to hold and work through this grief. It is a collective and individual grief.
Yeah, it was something else 4 years ago.
Yeah. The type of grief that you cannot deal with on your own. It requires community, right, to process this level of grief. And we say thank you to artisans and cultural stakeholders like Phil Stubbs, because what memorializing these events in song, in art, does is it provides people an opportunity to engage their grief, both individually and collectively through these mediums, right? And this is a country and building a nation. Everybody has an important role to play. Even the ball boy and the ball girl in Pawkin, Mr. Sawyer, everybody has a part to play, especially important message as we get into our sports.
Oh, you also know what today is?
What's today?
Well, about 45 minutes ago, we have ourselves a new governor general.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Her Excellency Cynthia
Pratt.
Mother Pratt.
Yeah.
I throw in the mother. I officially, protocol having been established, right? That's also another opportunity for us to reimagine ourselves and what governance means for a sovereign nation with self-determination. All right, Mr. Sawyer, let me start the trivia for today. Guys, I've got three prizes left for the week. I need to give away this money. So I'm throwing out the numbers now, so you're prepared to call as soon as you hear the question. 362-32-325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, is toll-free. Text line powered, as always, by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here is the first question for the day. In what year was Michael Strahan drafted into the NFL? In what year was Michael Strahan drafted into the NFL? Remember, Michael Strahan plays for the Indianapolis?
That's correct, Indianapolis Colts.
Colts. There you go. In what year was Michael Strahan drafted in the NFL?
Here, Google going off and people phone.
Now, here's a question for you, Mr. Sawyer. In what year did Michael Strahan change his name from Michael Strahan? Why do you think he pronounced it like that?
He never changed it. That was just how he pronounced his name, believe it or not. Strahan.
Is he the only one that all his family say Strahan?
I guess so. I've never seen a backstory on it, to be quite honest.
Because I wouldn't tell this, but you's our cousin, but you keep saying Strahan. I don't know.
I mean, you get Strahan, Strachan, and Strahan, so I don't know.
Yeah, but they have the rights to pronounce it how they want.
Yeah.
Good morning to my cousin Michael Strahan and Michael Strahan in all NFL stars. First question of the day for the on-the-clock Sand Dollar Trivia Giveaway. Remember, when you call in, you must give the producer your cell phone number, your wallet provider, and your custom name so that I can transfer the funds to you once you've won. And again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once.
So I win last week, I can't even try this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're trying to give as many people as possible the opportunity to win. See, it's something special when you get a prize.
So if I win last week, using my Sand Dollar wallet, and I have my sister call this week, and we still using my Sand Dollar wallet, she technically win.
No. What you need to do is you need to quick and hurry, go to the App Store or the Play Store. Put one of them apps dead quick. It only takes about 5 minutes.
Oh.
You want to go for the Tier 1 wallet. Right, which has no KYC requirements because your limit is only like $800. You can't have plenty money in there. $500, I think, is your limit for the first tier. So the security requirements are less. Set up that wallet dead quick. Have it on hand. Why? Because you could call in and win money on the clock, but you never know when the central bank Sand Dollar unit is having a giveaway at a store that you're about to walk into.
Mm-hmm.
They're popping up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. And it's always good to have an alternate form or an additional form of payment available to you in case something happens, like your money fall out your wallet.
True.
Or use a big man on the road and people think you're supposed to be buying them lunch and you miss and spend all your cash.
I don't have it.
There you go.
You bet he'd win pie.
Listen, let's get into the news today. Here is the first story. Lonnie Green committed to Sports Academy. Rolando Lonnie Green, arguably the most established and most influential Bahamian athletics coach, has made a commitment to assist with the development of young Bahamian athletes and young people in general in helping them to achieve their goals. Green, who serves as the head athletics coach at the University of Kentucky Wildcats program, was in Budapest. He was one of the coaches.
He was over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a part of the coaching team, the whole support system.
For the international competition. This is excellent. Mm-hmm. He's one of the coaches who's been mentioned to assist with the introduction of a national sports academy. Mr. Sawyer, we move in in the right direction.
Slowly but surely.
Listen, Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, Dad, a sports academy, because we got the talent. These young people just need systems to plug into.
Yeah.
To advance their talent, but most of all, ensure that it's balanced development.
It's honed properly.
And right, and they can focus both on their athletic skill and their academic needs. This is awesome. Looking forward to seeing Lonnie Green on the team. Another big story. Pauline Davis Thompson honored. Running Sideways, the Olympic champion who made track and field history. The biography of the Bahamian Golden Girl earned Pauline Davis Thompson 2023 Coogan's Book Award. During the World Championships in Budapest, Thompson was presented with the Biography of the Year for 2022 by Dave Johnson, the president of America's Sports Writers Association. Davis Thompson, the famed 57-year-old Bahamian sprinter who captured individual medals in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter, as well as a member of the women's 4x1 relay team, was referring to all of the difficulties that she encountered with the BAAA's, the governing body for track and field in the Bahamas. Listen, two awards for this book. You guys, you got to get out and purchase a copy of Running Sideways, the Olympic...
Bahamians love to support a winner, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a winner right there.
Absolutely a winner. Absolutely a winner. I got some texts here. Somebody say, no matter how he pronounces it, that boy is a strong. Morning, Miss Green. Oh, a question about NIB. I will document that and do some research. Hey, good morning, text. Unfortunately, you have won. No, the answer is not 1993. Texas, Mr. Sawyer, we got some NBA to talk. Somebody say they're going for Clay. They're trying to figure out how to get Clay on the team.
We had ourselves a bit of a discussion like that last week, eh?
Yeah. These guys want the U.S. to go Super Saiyan on us. They want them to explode. They can get scared, Bahamas. They can get scared if we take all of their awesome talent. One quick text. I got a correct answer. Texter, just confirm for me your wallet information, your provider, your sand dollar custom name, and that you have not won the competition before. Again, the question is, in what year was Michael Strawn, Indianapolis Colts, drafted into the NFL?
Want me to tell him?
No, you can't tell him yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Another story, Bahamians in battle for Atlantis. Bahamians, yo led Coach Yo.
Coach Yo is in town, son.
Yes, and she brought Rima Collins with her.
If not, why not?
They'll be here to play in the third Bad Boys Moas Bad College Basketball Tournament, November 18th through 20th at Atlantis on Paradise Island. And then the University of Michigan Wolverines and the Villanova Wildcats will return for the 12th edition of the Battle for Atlantis Men's Tournament, November 22nd to 24th. You guys get ready.
Well, you know how that go, boy. For those tickets to be sold out for those college
games. Yeah.
College games.
Yeah. And Rima Collins heads to Ole Miss with Coach Yo after wrapping up a stellar high school career at the Webb School in Bell Buckle, Tennessee. We see you, Rima. We see you.
Coach Yo.
We see you, Coach Yo. Congratulations to both of you. Another really good feel-good story. Marlins Chisholm Jr. launches foundation to help youth. The MLB star officially launched his foundation earlier this month. The Jazz Chisholm Foundation plans and aims to help and Florida. The foundation will also coincide with the launch of the Jazz Chisholm Foundation Little League in New Providence.
Yeah, man.
On September 23rd, the Little League in Chisholm's hometown will be recruiting 150 boys and girls from youth baseball and softball to be a part of the inaugural team. Chisholm plans to partner with NBA and NFL players to make it a collaborative effort for individuals interested in being a part of the inaugural team. The registration link can be found at Jazz jazzchismfoundation.org. That's jazzchismfoundation.org.
I tell you, little steps, baby steps. We get there.
Yeah.
Each one reach one. Each one teach one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes our expectations are just blown out of proportion. You got to let Chisholm establish himself for his career, his professional relationships, right?
Right. And now that we're getting there, he's made the cover of a game and all now, you know?
Oh, no. The game. Yeah. The show. The number one MLB video game in the world.
Now it's time to give back to your roots.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we now have systems that Jazz can plug into so that he could maximize the efforts and donations of his sponsors and supporters. It all worked together. The thing worked with sense. All right. Charlton Strawn to compete in Zurich. They go into the Diamond League.
But one thing, but sports have the world, you know.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. And.
I mean, yeah, you got to perform when you get there, but.
You don't just have to be an athlete. You could be a trainer.
Yeah.
You could be a coach. Mm-hmm. You could be a statistician. You could be a journalist.
And you have to go.
Yeah. Your job requires it of you. Wonderful opportunities, especially for people who have talent but think they don't have enough talent to go all the way.
Exactly.
Your talent can build your other skills in the sports arena. All right, so Charlton and Strawn are competing. Charlton will be back in action in the women's 100-meter hurdles in the Diamond League final set for September 16th and 17th. She's got to stop off at Weltklass Zurich Diamond League meet in Sweden before that. And then Antonique Strawn will be in action in Zurich this Thursday in the women's 200-meter. She's going to be racing against Sharika Jackson from Jamaica.
Fast young lady.
Diamond League final. The inaugural Wanda Diamond League, I'm going to say Xiamen. It's in China. Will be the next Diamond League meet on the calendar. And then there'll be the Alliance Memorial Van Damme Diamond League meet September 8th. And the Diamond League final again, September 16th and 17th. They got to put in a lot of work. Very limited downtime and restoration time. This is what they train for, though. Like Usain Bolt said, he spent over 10 years training to run for 10 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, grand total in his career, all the finals that he's won. The finals, just the finals.
Yeah.
You know, for world championships and the Olympics?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5 minutes.
In less total, that's what he's run.
In total, yeah.
But he spent his whole life, preparing for that.
To run less than 5 minutes.
Right, and the training is not necessary. You say, it's only 9 seconds, 10 seconds, 44 seconds. The training is also about how you recover in between races.
Well, I can't even drive 100 meters in 9 seconds. These fellas running that?
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Let's go straight to this big, big story, Mr. Sawyer. It's in both papers. Shawnee cruises to win in Zurich. Miller Weibo clocks 51.83 in 400 meters.
Boy,
these women.
Maybe she need the four to get back into shape before she could come, because you know she wants to run the two.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs the four to get back into shape.
Right.
You know.
And listen, the American had a baby. Got dropped by Nike, came back and just kept winning.
Mm-hmm.
Miller Weibo had a baby, came back, just keeps winning.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that having a baby may be a secret. You can't go chase up after these little toddling baby. And you know when star track athletes have babies, they start running in month one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I have such a great dirty joke, but I can't wait to make a commercial.
There you go, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. But the things that we think are limiting to women in the sports world aren't necessarily limiting at all. We say congratulations to all of our athletes that excelled at the past world championships.
Uh-huh.
You showed up, you competed, Stevie. You excelled. It's only an injury that stopped you.
Yeah, it's only an injury. He'll be back. It's not career threatening.
Right, but not just that, right? It's not that you missed the race. It's not that you had a bitten train. You gave it your all, and that is what we celebrate.
That's all. Right?
That's what, even with the injury.
That's all. Once you give it your all, you know, we as a people here, you know, we'll let you clear customs.
Absolutely.
You can come home. No problem.
All right, listen, we have got a couple of winners for our first question. Answers came in by text.
Wow.
Michael Strawn was drafted into the NFL in 2021. Let me throw out another quick question, because we got basketball news, we got NFL news, we've got soccer news, we got esports news, we got plenty news. It's week one of the NFL season.
But listen, NFL is back, baby.
Again, the answer to the question, in what year was Michael Strawn drafted in the NFL, is 2021. Here is the second question. This one is very easy. What is the name of Pauline Davis Thompson's award-winning biography? What is the name of Golden Girl Pauline Davis's award-winning biography? If you were listening to the show, I already gave you the answer. This is an easy one. And let's get this one quick, because I got a third question on deck I want to ask today. Okay, Mr. Sawyer, another headline. BFA announces roster for CONCACAF Nations League. The Bahamas Football Association has announced a 23-player roster for the upcoming CONCACAF Nations League match against Puerto Rico September 9th. Today is September 1st. We got a week and a day to get prepared at the National Stadium. So we're talking next week, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Right? Team Bahamas head coach Nestle Jean.
Man, I can't believe Nestle's the head coach, man. Man, that's my boy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Really happy for Nestle, man. Congratulations, bro.
See this moment right here, Mr. Sawyer? We need to somehow instill or, like, entrench in our children, like, when you young, the ability to see this in your peers.
Yeah,
to
man.
See this in yourself, to know that one day I could be doing that.
Man, I remember when Nestle was bouncing ball off the wall, man, trying to you know, keep his dribble up and thing, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's the coach.
There you go. So listen, September 9th, Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, we're playing against Puerto Rico. Coach Nestle Jean has called up a blend of youth and experience for this year's ratified squad. Goalkeeper Antonio Beckford, defenders William Gardner and Miguel Thompson, and striker Leslie St. Fleur are among the key veterans carrying the team into this from the qualifying run. Then they're joined by young standouts like midfielder Wood Julmus and forward Rashan.
Had one or two of them in
Australia. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we had one or two of them on there.
Right. After facing Puerto Rico at home, they're going to be traveling to Guyana September 12th. And that will be followed by a home game against Antigua and Barbuda on October 14th.
Again, more traveling.
Right. Mark your calendars. September 9th, September 12th for the watch party if you can't make it to Guyana.
Right.
And then back in the Bahamas, October 14th, Antigua and Barbuda. Listen, here are some of the other players. Goalkeepers Cameron Pratt, Vance Wheaton, Christopher Ramming, Ricardo McPhee, William Evans, Brandon Adley, Junior Kelly, Alexu Cartwright, Nathan Nemore, Nathan Wells, Quinton Carey, Jackson Bethel, Walter Sawyer, Michael Massey, William Bales, Faron Wilson, and Nahum Johnson. I hear this name, Jackson Bethel. Is this Dr. Bethel's son from University of the Bahamas? This young boy who been every Saturday morning, his father, they come to the market after soccer practice.
Or maybe it is him.
Been in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 hours of practice.
Walter Sawyer got to be my family somewhere.
There you go, Sawyer. You have been claimed.
I think you have
been claimed. Congratulations to the members who have been chosen for the squad. We will be there to support you. Next quick story. Lucius advances to the next round. He should be playing now. We should see results soon. Bahamian Jonathan Lucius experienced his first action in the International Esports Federation's World Championships in Lasi, Romania on Saturday. He was able to battle his way out of the first round of Tekken 7. Last year, he didn't make it out of the first round. Mm-hmm. This year, he made it out of the first round. He played steps. Yeah, man. He played four teams in that round. He had two victories, two losses, but made enough points to carry him through to the next round. The tournament got underway August 24th and will wrap up September 4th. Lucius, every little churin in the Bahamas is cheering for you.
Yeah.
Our hopes and dreams of incorporating this digital lifestyle into our culture lies with you.
Yeah.
You are showing people that there's more to this tech than just
pushing button
and business. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh boy, Lucius. Congratulations.
Way to go, brother.
We know you're playing right now, or you just finished playing. We are all with you. Another big congratulations before we go to a break. Bahamas squash ends decade-long absence from international squash. This is in yesterday's news. The Bahamas fielded a three-man delegation competing in the recent Caribbean Area Squash Association Senior Squash Championships, ended August 26th in the Cayman Islands. Four Walls Squash and Social Club coaches, Father Scott Jupe and Troy Ramming, headed the delegation that competed in singles and team competition. Teenage player Luke Lockhart, a Bahamian college student in Canada, rounded out the team. And it was made, all of this was made possible because of recent efforts to reestablish the Bahamas Squash Association, the representative body for the sport, says. Well, thank you all for doing that.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, I know.
Lucius doing something, Squash doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, we was in Zurich.
I just saw a clip for sitting volleyball. You play volleyball as a low net, and you sit. You can't raise your bottom and your legs off the ground, I think, at the same time. Okay. Or your bottom has to be touching the ground at all times. Games, okay. Man.
Games, yeah, man. And that's not as easy as one would think.
No. Remember last week, or the week before last, I told you about one country calls it rugball. There's rugball and then there's wrestle ball. Mm-hmm. Rugball combines rugby, wrestling, and basketball. Wrestle ball combines wrestling and basketball.
What I can do is I can watch the two of them.
Yeah.
And watch it from the stands.
Far back in the stands.
Far back.
You think you throw in the ball and you miss and throw the opponent into the stands.
Yeah, I can't do it.
No. And I'm concerned about sports like that. I'm concerned about the liability, the injury, the potential injury.
Take up the insurance on that.
Right.
And
for sports that haven't really entered the international professional domain yet, right? Mm-hmm. Your payout is limited as an athlete in that league. I'm concerned about that. At the same time, so if I was younger, I may have, and had the opportunity, I may have joined a roller derby team.
What?
I may have. I don't know, but fortunately, I'm older now, and I got good of sense now.
Good of sense.
Yeah, I on that run. Another big story. Jones, Liberty get the best of aces. The WNBA season is winding down, and Bahamian Jonquel J.J. Jones in the New York Liberty looks to be tuning up as they picked up their fourth straight victory with a 94-85 victory against rival Las Vegas Aces on Monday night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Jones had a quiet night on the offensive side, but on the defensive side, even though she only had 4 points, 10 rebounds, one steal, and a block. The win on Monday night also closes the gap that the league-leading Aces, with a record of 30-6, had over Liberty 28-7 to just 1.5 games. Liberty has been hot in the last 10 games, having only lost one game, which was against the Aces. For the Aces, they've been sputtering a little bit.
But the difference between the Aces and the New York Liberty is one thing and one thing only, heart.
Yeah.
Heart. But the Liberty plays with heart. See, the Aces got more skill, you know.
Yeah.
They got more skill players, take you off the dribble. I mean, they play like men on the court. But the heart, you know, like if two or three shots don't go in for the Aces, yeah, but that's the end of that quarter.
Man.
Like they throw in a sub or whatever to try to get another spark going. But But with the Liberty, where they could miss 10 straight shots. They could throw up that 11-1 with the supreme confidence that they just made 10. That's why they beaten the Aces. It's a mental thing.
It's a head game. You know, all the time.
The Aces are being beat by themselves. And they get out their own head, but Liberty can't beat them.
That's why I like Barkley.
Chalk with them and go home early.
That's why I love Barkley. Barkley let you know. I mean, first of all, let's not diss. I was watching some clips of Barkley in his early career. Don't mind that pot belly in the later years. Yeah, at all.
Barkley was no joke.
He had a head game, but he's sharp and smart on the court. Mm-hmm. That's how he outwit most.
He was a short power forward.
Yeah, yeah. Because his brains carry him right. the rest
his
of the way.
His brains gave him another 2-3 inches.
So listen, Connecticut Sun sit in third place with 24-11. So Liberty are showing for the playoffs, right? Well, listen, they're playing, Jones is playing Friday, September 1st against the Suns, right? The game gets underway at 8 p.m. This is the best part of it. The Liberty have dubbed that night West Indian Night. That's tonight. West Indian Night. If you in Brooklyn, my Caribbean people, Dion.
That's something to watch.
Something to go to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're there, yeah.
Yes, it is the first ever one as they will celebrate the West Indian culture and community, which is an integral part of Brooklyn as Jones welcome the Sun to Brooklyn. Watch this. If you is a Bahamian or of Bahamian descent, here's what I'm going to need you to do.
I'm not a Connecticut Sun was her original team.
Right, right. No, I know. So she inviting them to a party.
Right.
Connecticut Sun, even if they beat you all, it could be a party. Caribbean people in the place. Mm-hmm. Bring your little flag.
Yes.
Bring little document. This was security, Sawyer. Bring your documentation for security to show them I am Caribbean and I need to be here. My embassy wrote me. Mm-hmm. The consulate office sent me directions to the stadium. Mm-hmm. We as basketball. Thank you. Yeah. Be there. Let's support our Jones. And Jones is our only star in the WNBA. So we got to get a little
bit. For now.
Yeah. Rima, I know you're coming.
Yeah.
We know you're coming. All right. It is baseball time. Producer, let's go to a break. Bring us in with that music. I like that music. I don't know what's happening to me. It's rubbing off on me. I get excited when I hear it. You can hear it when we get back from the break.
All right.
You guys, you tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Before we go to a break, let me throw out a question. Remember, to win today's trivia, you cannot be a previous winner. I need at least one more winner, people. We got to get these sand dollars out of my wallet and into yours. Second question of the day, what is the name of Pauline Davis's award-winning biography? What is the name of Pauline Davis's award-winning biography? It's not hard to find, and I read it at the top of the show. You guys stay tuned. You're On the Clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer III. We'll be right back.
Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 20th. Winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock, and it is NFL time. Listen, it is week one of the 2023-24 season.
Oh, that's a beautiful sound. You heard that sound? Just
yes.
Now.
Listen.
Oh, man.
When you all hear that sound, you know what time it is. It means that snacks are coming out. I want to say to all of my neighbors, I know you all watch football, and I know you all, you know, watch it nice. I'm going to need you to turn the music up. So I'll know when it's time to come over for the snacks.
Yeah.
And I know y'all been to the back to school snackathon promotion, Solomon's family of stores, Guardian Radio. So I know you got your snacks. Don't look your children directly in the eye when you sneak in their school snacks out for Super Bowl Sunday. Do not make direct eye contact.
Get some steaks, get some hot dogs, get some burgers.
Some nachos.
It's going to be great. Some nachos, some dip.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, all kind of local.
All kind of dip.
Oh, man, look here. You could make your own tzatziki with your locals. With eggplant, you could make your own baba ganoush. I don't know who's calling me right now, but I hope you're listening.
Or you could just go to the food store and just buy some dip, you know. You could just cut out the middleman and just buy some dip.
Yeah.
Might be easier.
Absolutely.
I mean, for those of you that don't know how to make dip, just buy it. You know?
Yeah.
But the most important thing is the Saudians suck.
Listen, I don't
cowgirls
like...
Cowgirls suck.
I don't like your attitude. Let me run through some stats because I got a story here.
Good morning. Good morning also goes out to Charlie Gator, Mr. Charlie Gator, very good friend of mine. He's a Seahawks fan.
Good.
I can't wait to scalp him again this year.
Well, listen, I figure the Seahawks-Rams game this weekend, that's a big game.
It is. We get to see if the Rams can come back from injury.
Right.
And we get to see if last year, you know, with Geno Smith, if he can replicate last season. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, you know. One good thing is, where the NFL is 6 months in the wilderness, man.
That's how long you've been waiting.
Oh, man, ever since the Super Bowl, it's just been...
The tour, that this 6 months is enough for Tua to recover and come back as the lead quarterback for the Dolphins.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And the only thing is, he's so one make everything happen at all times. But he's going to injure himself again.
No, man, don't say that. Listen.
No, because he wants to do so well.
This is it. I found this article.
So well all the time that he don't know when it's time to just throw the ball away.
Him and Chisholm. That's why I like him. Him and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, they got plenty heart, man.
I see
plenty
we got heart. A call of their producer. Let's see if they call to answer the trivia question. All right. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm going to say good morning to your guest because he's still bitter about the last Super Bowl. Hold on.
Good morning, sir. Is this the Pearl?
No, this ain't the Pearl.
Okay.
It's not the Pearl. This is the number one drug doc in the country, the head of the Kansas City Chiefs Bahamas Club.
Okay.
Okay, so oh, when it's number four, y'all.
This Marvin, man. I just read Chief Church for me as a T.O.B.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's only four, y'all, man. It's only four, y'all.
Don't worry about that. Jesus changed the world with 11. You got to get rid of one. So I think we just can change the...
Okay.
But listen. Go on.
Everybody's playing for second place, Aaron. Everybody's playing for second place. This is the Chiefs season to put the repeat, stamp our name as a dynasty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And show everybody that no matter who is catching the ball, as long as Kelsey there, and Mahomes there, and Reed there, we're the team to beat.
Now listen, your lineup this week is Chiefs versus Lions, right? And the first thing
the Lions can beat them.
But listen, the first thing I thought is the Chiefs got this game. And I look back to the last week of the preseason, and I see the Texans beating the Saints. And I say to myself, hold on.
Aaron.
Yeah.
You can't look at the last. Definitely never look at the last preseason game.
Okay.
Because the only people that play in the last preseason game for any real amount of time are people who are struggling to make the team. Teams that still trying to figure out who their quarterback is, got somebody playing. Teams are trying to figure out who can run their D line or who getting that last offensive line. So
okay.
We have a set team.
So I shouldn't
play basically nobody.
So I shouldn't be ashamed as a Dolphins fan that we got beat 31-18 by the Jaguars.
Listen to me.
Jaguars can beat the Dolphins by that anyway.
Listen to me. Three teams went undefeated in the preseason.
Okay.
The Steelers, Washington Commanders, and one other team. I can't remember the last one. But I promise you, when I looked at that graphic, I realized none of them teams can make the playoffs anymore. Washington will be lucky to win 6 games this year.
Wow. You okay?
All right. So I mean, the preseason, not good. I think Patrick Mahomes played a total of 7 drives the entire preseason for 3 games.
Right. It's not about the stars.
Yeah, no. It's not about the stars at all. It's just nice to know that the Dolphins are not going to make the playoffs again. Not going to make the Super Bowl again.
I'm not a big fan of the Dolphins. I think their fans are delusional. But, you know, working in the healthcare system,
yeah,
I can't say put them in Sandlin. We ain't got the space. So there's too much of them, right? So my take is, this year, though,
yeah,
everybody talking about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, it's gonna be the Bills and it's going to be the Dolphins on the top of the AFC.
Yeah.
The Jets are a year away. They're still young.
Oh, no. Don't sleep on the Jets and put something on Patrick Mahomes. They're the two most talented quarterbacks in the NFL.
Listen. Aaron Rodgers is not even a top one quarterback anymore. Okay?
He's still talented, though.
As old as me and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And me and Aaron got it. I ain't a call age, but I can say reason still be together.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Aaron around our age.
Yeah, no, man, he ain't about it. He only about 36.
Listen. When you go to fill out the application, they just have it in 10-year blocks. He in our 10-year blocks.
But you betty. Okay? Now you betty.
So at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to be the team to beat. Okay? It's going to be Chiefs-Eagles again. 49ers don't mind the talk in the market. Coaches got to...
Don't mind the talk in the market. Boy, listen to me. Coaches, but the only reason why we ain't beat y'all in the Super Bowl, because we need a little redemption. The only reason why we ain't beat y'all is because of Brock Purdy, you know. It's because of that elbow, you know. If we had Purdy in that game, but the Eagles don't get up.
Listen to me. And you know this. You watch football a lot, okay? You watch football a lot.
Oh, yeah.
When the league gets about eight or nine games of tape on you, and then they got an offseason to plan, particularly in your own division, all right, only the great ones come back that second year. We saw it with Robert Griffin. We saw it with Andrew Luck. We saw it a bunch of these other guys that came out blazing the first year. You can see it with Tua. He can come back to the pack a little bit this year, right? I just don't think the Jets have enough to beat them. I still think the Bills are the class of that division. But you got to be a Mahomes to get tape on you, a Brady to have tape on you and still do it. And Purdy ain't no Mahomes, and Purdy ain't no Brady.
At one point, Mahomes wasn't no Mahomes. But hey, we digress.
Now that I have you on the line, sir, for this week's game, season one, right? Who you think would be the best games to watch for the spectator, and did you think would be the biggest surprise for the teams, people who think they got it in the bag this first week? Chiefs versus Lions, Colts versus... Go on.
Chiefs gonna win that by 20.
Sawyer?
We're blowing them out.
Yeah, the Lions win by 3. Last second field goal.
Okay.
Well, Colts. I want you on next week so we can talk about that.
Yes, sir. Colts versus Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Dolphins versus Chargers.
Chargers.
I the game's in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
So if the game's in San Diego, I will give San Diego the edge on that. But their coach is so stupid. If it comes to a close game, they're going to lose that game.
All right. They don't have good coaching in the last minute.
No, the guy always trying to go for 2 and all of that stuff. And
okay.
Risky, doing that bunch of risky stuff.
Now, is Browns versus Bengals going to be the ground game of the year?
No.
I feel like it's going to be pretty good. Deshaun Watson has had an offseason now to plan.
But the Browns will do what the Browns do.
Wait, they have Deshaun Watson now, though, but you can't say that.
Don't worry about that. He ain't got no massages no more, so he ain't going to be that.
All right.
He don't need no massages.
Broncos versus Raiders. There was one time when these two teams were the hottest teams in the league, but you can't
nobody cares. Nobody cares who wins that.
The toilet bowl.
All right.
Nobody cares who wins that.
Now, Jessa, before Mr. Sawyer says anything, Giants versus Cowboys.
Oh, the Giants, man.
I'm going.
Oh, the G-Man. No, I ain't going with the G-Man.
Cowboys like to start five. I'm going with the Cowboys.
All right. Buccaneers versus Vikings. Can the Buccaneers do anything without Tom Brady?
No. Buccaneers are 14.
Four games.
At max, yeah.
Wow. That's
five, maybe.
I mean, that's like Texans,
and that's
Titans.
Because they play the Falcons twice, and the Falcons will Falcons.
I got you. Right. Steelers versus 49ers. I think the 49ers go win.
Yeah, man. 49ers will take that.
All right.
Because the game's at the 49ers.
Big game. Patriots versus Eagles.
No, that's not
big a big game. That's not Eagles a big game. The Eagles win that by like 100.
Yeah. Patriots have no offense.
I don't want to leave anybody's favorite team out. Ravens versus Texans.
Ravens.
Texans are horrible. Again, you're talking about...
The Texans ain't horrible. You know, they have D'Amico Ryans. You need to actually have a look at their team.
They were horrible last year.
But their roster is AAA. I wouldn't say A-level. Their roster is at least B-.
Listen to me. That roster is worse than the DNA lineup of candidates 2 elections ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you petty. Oh, man. Hey,
let's take a small moment of silence to commemorate these people's feelings.
The Texans can win. Seven games this year.
Okay.
They play in the AFC South, so yeah, they might carry two against the Indianapolis Colts because the Colts can be garbage.
Saints versus Titans.
Saints.
Yeah, that's
Saints.
What I'm thinking.
Derek Carr.
I think they go into Nashville and pull off a surprise.
Are the Cardinals going to be the surprise team this season?
No. Cardinals are the first pick next year.
Garbage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're going up. They're going up against the Commanders. Falcons going up against the Panthers. And that's
our... The Falcons may win that game.
Yeah?
The Falcons may win that game.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be one of their 5 wins for the year.
All right. So, guys, I am following these teams, right?
Yeah.
I'm following all Bahamian teams this year. The Dolphins.
Yuck.
The Steelers.
Okay.
Tom Brady is out.
Yeah, it's a no Buccaneers.
Yeah, he have to go join the Dolphins.
He can be in the boot next year.
For the Dolphins?
No, my nigga be in the boot.
Oh, commentating. Yeah. So Buccaneers. Now the Colts, here's what we know. We know that Strawn has been picked up for their practice squad, which means that he could get called up at any time.
Yeah.
So we're keeping the Colts on our list.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he has the problem with the Colts. And Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to starting Richardson, who's the quarterback coming out of Florida. Okay? That wowed everybody in the combine because he can jump and he can run. Problem is, he can't throw. Okay?
Okay.
And he has an arm, but he don't have no accuracy.
Jonathan Taylor to help him.
Yeah. I think Jonathan Taylor comes back and plays. He'll sit out maybe a week or two. He comes back and plays.
Yeah, man, he's on the pup list, though. So the first four games, it's safe to say the Colts can be 0-4. Because there's no one else. They know full well. Into the quarterback. The quarterback has never seen the NFL. And there's nobody to dump the ball off to. So,
yeah. I don't see anybody from their wide receiver squad getting called up unless there's a major injury. Because I don't think they throw the ball enough to really say to somebody, hey, you suck at this. We're gonna demote you and bring somebody else on.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right.
What Strong needs to do is have his agent work around. And when a good team needs a wide receiver,
Right. Get the call.
Yeah. Goes down,
get the call and see if he can work out for that.
I'm a practice squad player. I'm trying to stay in the league. I do not want to tag my career to a rookie quarterback with a horrible offensive line that's not going to have any time to throw.
And no accuracy at that.
Yeah.
You know, because he ain't no Joe Burrow. I see Joe Burrow got smashed 2 years ago and still made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? So with a horrible offensive line, but he has great accuracy. Yeah. So not how hard he was going to get it, and he knew he was going to get it.
You know, he could let launch that ball.
Yeah.
He could take the hit for the score. Okay.
Right.
So after Tua's series of injuries last year, near death on the field, people would say a death and a recovery.
Call him Lazarus.
There you go. I expect to see a tremendous shift in refereeing in this season.
I'm told that Tua has gained some weight. You know.
I don't think he's going to get much changes on off officiating because the nature of Tua's hits, they weren't vicious hits.
He's a victim to his own circumstance.
Yeah.
And perhaps a poor backroom attention because one of those doctors who cleared him to go back on the field was subsequently fired, right?
Yeah.
All right. I guess how Tua is going to perform this year.
Tua has to throw the ball away when he sees nothing available. Just because you have two speedsters on the field, don't feel like you can just throw the ball up to Hill and Waddle. I feel like they can go.
He has no tight end now.
Mike Gesicki gone. Like, who you giving the ball to?
Thank you so much, caller. And make sure I call back next week. I can make sure Mr. Sawyer is here so we could run through our week one predictions.
But NFL actually starts next week, you know. Although we talk about the NFL now. Yeah. NFL starts in 6 good days. College football starts this week.
Okay.
You know, I myself, you know, I really hope, you know, although their program is great, mm-hmm. I really hope Alabama gets beat again.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of Bama. I know there's Bama fans out there. I know there's Bama fans.
You know they grow football players like trees in Alabama,
yeah,
right?
I can't take Bama, man. I can't take. Nick Saban said a few years ago, 2 lost teams should never be in the NFL playoff. I mean, the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he ends up with 2 losses and wonders why he ain't in the college football playoff. Bro, you advocated for teams with 2 losses to never get in. Now you end up with 2 losses and you feel like you should be in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you established the rule.
You established the rule, bro.
Yeah. That's like one show I watch, right? You're supposed to get automatically disqualified, right?
Right.
If you were the worst. But the judges will say, oh, but your body of work so far, I mean, I don't want to let you go. And then somebody else will go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's a game. You got to play according to the rules.
No, so, man. I'm a Florida Seminole fan at heart.
Yeah.
I'm a Noel till the end. But Clemson looks good. We have a two-time defending college football champion in Georgia this year. They're going for the three-peat, so we'll see.
So college games on Saturday. NFL games on Sunday.
Next week.
Starting next week.
Thursday. It's the first game.
This is good.
Yeah.
Well, get ready.
Maybe a little late next Friday, man.
I understand.
Maybe outside tailgating, man.
They tailgate in the Bahamas?
I mean, we tailgate anywhere we go.
But we need a tailgating culture. If we can have a sports tourism platform, then we need
proper tailgating.
Yes, this is a part of it. If we bring in sports to paradise.
It's the NFL, man.
A paradise of possibilities. Thank you, Toastmasters, for inspiring us, right? Because that's what you all do. The Bahamas, sports tourism, a paradise of possibilities. Well, that's been NBA news. We didn't get to touch on Tyreek Hill. He's not facing discipline.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think with James Harden, listen, go play ball for the 76ers. The reason why he called Daryl Morey a liar
is
because he opted into the $36 million with the expectation that he was going to be traded. But no team wants to take on your $36 million short little pom-pom pants wearing divalistic attitude that you have.
It's the 18-foot beard.
Yeah, like nobody into that no more, bro. Like, but you go play ball, but you 34. You just turned 34.
Yeah, you gotta compete.
You've had surgeries, and you're out of shape.
And you have far more attitude than wins.
Right.
And nobody likes that.
Don't take that little slap dash foul thing anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, go be a good role player.
Listen, sir, we may have to take this conversation into overtime. Yeah. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, man,
it's a wonderful time in the world of sports and in the Bahamas. Again, a paradise of possibilities.
We booming right now.
Paradise of possibilities. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next. Oh, yeah, I'm going to practice my parking skills with Ganep. Practice parking. Y'all have a great day.
You got Ganep.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.